Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful you're here today. And today I'm going, I use the word today like 100 times. Anyway, I'm going to read from Job chapter 23 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Then Job answered, "Even today my complaint is rebellious. His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would set my cause in order before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would tell me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would listen to me. There the upright might reason with him, so I should be delivered forever from my judge. If I go east, he is not there. If west, I can't find him. He works to the north, but I can't see him. He turns south, but I can't catch a glimpse of him. But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I will come out like gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned away. I haven't gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured up the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he stands alone, and who can oppose him? What his soul desires, even that he does. For he performs that which is appointed for me. Many such things are with him. Therefore, I am terrified at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither did he cover the thick darkness from my face." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these verses and this honesty again. Thank you for reminding us that we can tell you everything on our hearts, everything that's bothering us. Lord, I do have a lot on my heart today, and I do have a lot of things weighing me down, and particular relationships, not necessarily the relationships are bad, but just that the people that some people I love are struggling, and that's a difficult thing. And I know a lot of people listening here have that same burden where you just feel like, I can't fix that person's problem. I know I can pray and I will pray, but I'm burdened by them. So Lord, we choose today to cast our burdens on you because you care for us. Please show us other people that we can talk to about this, but thank you so much that really, I mean, when we have nowhere else to turn, we can always turn to you. Lord, thank you for the words of Job, who is so faithful to you in the midst of this very hard trial. He says, "You know the way I take, and when you have tried me, I will come out like gold." And Lord, that is my prayer today. Many of us are walking through trials that seem to never end. But you know the way we're taking. You know the pathway that we're on. You are... nothing is wasted. You are creating gold from the dross of our life. You are basically burning away that which is not gold so that gold will come out. Lord, help us to be like Job and have our foot that holds fast to your steps. Help us to keep your way and not turn away, even though other people may mock us, even though we may have these appetites and desires that mitigate against you. We instead just pray that you would keep our footsteps firm and keep us on that correct path. Lord, help us to hear your commandments and obey them, to not go back to the commandments of our desires, but the commandments of your lips. Lord, help us, like Job has said, to treasure up the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. Lord, I've been experimenting with fasting lately and longer fasts, and I can attest that, now that I've said it out loud, it probably doesn't count, right? But I can attest that that as I'm hungry, it does cause me to not only have more time to think about you, because I'm not eating during that time or preparing food, but it causes me to hunger for you, to really ask you to sustain me rather than food. And so, Lord, that is my prayer today, that the words of your mouth would be that kind of treasure, that morsel in our mouth that keeps us sustained. You are our sustainer, Lord, and we need your sustenance. Lord, thank you for performing that which is appointed for me. You have specific things for other people and you have specific things for me. And Lord, help us not to begrudge someone else's success, and help us not to be jealous or envious of what someone else has. Help us instead to have today be the day that we're exercising gratitude for all the things that you have given us. When we live from that place of abundance, we have so much more joy. So I pray you'd help us to do that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Thanks so much for valuing prayer and the Word of God. And I do just hope that you know as I finish this episode that you are loved by the one who created you and fashioned you in your mother's womb. He is for you. He has adopted you into his family, and he will give you the strength you need to endure today.